Listener Production.
Hello, Anne Stone with you. Two people have died after the light aircraft they were in crashed in eastern Victoria. Police say they were flying in a powered glider near Mount Beauty, near Falls Creek, when it came down just before 2 p.m. local time. The pilot and passenger were the only ones on board. An investigation is now underway. More rallies will be held across Australia tomorrow against domestic violence. Tens of thousands took part in demonstrations today in Sydney, Adelaide and Hobart, calling for more to be done to stop violence against women. 26 women have died so far this year in Australia, allegedly at the hands of male offenders. And Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says we're tackling an epidemic of male violence.
The Prime Minister plans to attend one of these rallies tomorrow, and I plan to attend one of these rallies in Melbourne that's going to be held tomorrow. And I understand that a number of my federal colleagues are planning to do the same thing.
More than $160 million over 4 years has been confirmed for a national firearms register. It's after state and territory leaders agreed to the idea last year. The register will provide a central hub of data to allow near real-time info sharing across the country. Victorian police are investigating a drive-by shooting in Melbourne's southeast. A 30-year-old man was found dead in a car at Hampton Park overnight, while a 16-year-old boy and a 28-year-old man have died in separate stabbings in New South Wales. More pain in the hip pocket with petrol prices hitting record highs across many capital cities. Rising wholesale costs, high oil prices and a weak Aussie dollar are being blamed. And King Charles has been given the green light to return to public duties. He's still getting treatment for his cancer, but his doctors are happy with his progress. St Kilda's Jack Higgins has been suspended for 3 matches for his rough tackle on Port's Alir Alir during last night's game in Adelaide. Higgins tackled Alir during the second quarter, bringing the defender to the ground in a dumping tackle, which caused him to hit his head. And Port's Sam Powell-Pepper will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL. And the Crows have beaten the Kangaroos by 57 points. While Manly have reportedly engaged legal advice after Daly Cherry Evans and Hamoli Olakau'atu were handed 2-match bans for a dangerous tackle against the Eels, Manly risks losing both for 3 matches if they're found guilty at the panel, while Eels winger Mike Asivo has escaped with a $3,000 fine for his dangerous contact on Ruben Garrick. And after day two of the LIV Golf in Adelaide, Brendan Steele will take a 1-shot lead into tomorrow's final day. He's on 14 under after an 8 under 64 today, while Torquay heads the team's leaderboard by 1 shot.